Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now it's time for Mark and Hart, featuring Mark James.
I'm the reason why rap became great in the Western Mass suburbs.
Love the show. Hate Mark James, but you're an awesome radio host.
This is WEEI.
And I think one man.
Exactly.
The next star here at WEEI, that of course is Mark with a C, James.
And you can't spell Marconi without the letters M-A-R-C.
And Andy Hart.
In general, it's a good rule. If you're going to be a jackass, be right.
Be right.
Hart, outside of you, is so vanilla.
Ow.
But when you guys are together, it really is great.
It is so good, dude.
Can I ask you a very stupid, simple question?
Well, I expect that coming from you.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
Yep. You know what the good thing is when I come to this show? I'm the third biggest a-hole.
Yes, sir.
It's Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
That's just the sad reality. Not everybody's perfect like us.
Mac and Hart. Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Toss to White. He's in. Patriots win the Super Bowl. Brady has his fifth. What a comeback.
Happy 328 day here in New England. Can I ask a question?
Since we're doing either ors, you know, Brady or Belichick, that kind of thing.
Tom,
was that the
team.
Greatest comeback in NFL history?
The greatest choke job?
Or the biggest choke job. Gag job?
Both. It was both.
No, I need you to pick one.
Comeback. I'll go comeback over choke.
I think choke.
Oh, it was, man.
What a colossal gag job.
And it's just like, so if you're celebrating 328 day in New England, being down 28-3, I thought that, I thought Barstool did a great job with those t-shirts.
Oh, it took off.
Oh my God.
It.
The 28-3 with 2:12 left in the third quarter of Atlanta, and then on the back, and it's just like, you were there, right?
Oh, yeah. I was at every Super Bowl. You don't have to ask me about Super Bowls.
Okay, but like,
I was there for all of them.
Like, did you, like, you knew, like,
I didn't give up.
Really?
Nope. I'm a sucker like that.
No kidding?
I have that. I've seen Brady and them do too many things too many times. But I'm also the sucker that doesn't leave a game. It's a blowout game, and I make my wife and kids that are cold stay till the end because it's sports, and you don't ever want to be the guy that's in traffic
Mark
listening
Wahlberg.
To something. Right.
Yeah.
You don't ever want to be that guy because you could see something that is going to be historic. So did I think it was likely? Hell no. Like, I would have put it at, you know, I have a better chance to win the lottery. If you had said the Patriots come back here or you're going to win the lottery sometime in the next year, I would have said, nice, I'm buying a boat because I won the lottery. But I, you know, going to be a hell of a story, as Edelman said, hell of a story.
It's amazing. The Patriots were a 5-point favorite. I had a -5. They covered. They were down 28-3 in the third quarter, and they covered. That, like, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, well, that is something that, like, because can you imagine, like, oh, my God. And they showed a highlight recently of, like, Arthur Blank in the owner's suite high-fiving. And, like he went down the field. And it's like, can I tell you, they'll never win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they will.
No, they won't. They'll never win it.
NFL's going to be around forever.
They will never.
Might not be in my lifetime or your lifetime.
Right, but okay, fair enough. Well,
but they'll win one.
Yeah, I doubt it. 617-779-7937. No better way to lead off the hour. Oh, we were talking about 328. Right now on ESPN, they're doing the 20 strikeout games of each pitcher who's thrown it.
Strikeout Saturday on ESPN.
So they're showing the Red Sox Mariners from April 29th, 1986, and Clemens 21 strikeout game, I believe. It was 20. Okay.
The original.
And Steve Lyons, my former colleague at Nesson, is playing center field that day. And So we turn up the volume during the, I'm like, this has got to be Ned Martin. It's Ned Martin and Bob Montgomery.
I liked Bob Montgomery.
Oh, I did too. I wasn't a Ned Martin guy.
I always thought Bob Montgomery was very like self-deprecating, sort of the backup catcher guy.
He was good.
I enjoyed him.
Ned Martin put me to sleep.
And Clemens.
Oh, he was
lean, mean, fighting machine.
And every time they show Clemens, you can see Pete, like no one was there.
Oh, yeah, no.
No one was there.
Everyone claims they were there, but no one was actually there.
No one was there.
And he I was mentioned to you, they put like the early graphics on when he's warming up. He's 3-0 with like a 1.8 ERA three complete games.
Yes,
like,
three complete games.
Oh, the heyday of the Rocket.
And I love those Mariners uniforms back in the day with the upside down pitchforks. Those were sick. Danny's up in Quincy. Well, hello, Daniel.
All right, you're not gonna be fascist radio today and hang up on me, right?
I make no promises, Danny. I make no promises. Hey, Danny, you get more time than any caller, so just get...
Oh, well, no, but no, I try. You demagogue Brady's resume all the time, and I try to just present the other side.
You're Fox News. You're fair and balanced. That's what you, you're fair and balanced.
I mean, you know, come on, man. You lose your credibility when you got a caller.
You're gonna lecture us on credibility, Danny?
Yeah, that's right. I have more than you because I listen to the other side.
No, you don't. You never do.
You're full of crap, Danny.
Danny, I was trying to go back and forth with you last week.
For example, you didn't even go back and forth.
No, I did. Danny, I was telling you that Brady engineered five, either game was tied or they were losing in the fourth quarter, game-winning drives of the Super Bowl, and you wouldn't even let me get it off.
Mark, you do that every day you're on the radio. You're a demagogue. That's your Brady demagogue.
What do you got this week? We're not going to argue about past arguments. What do you got this week for the here and the now?
What do you got?
Okay, because I can't not deny what you say about that because it's fact. I was just trying to present the other side.
Okay, go ahead,
Danny. Andy, let me ask you a question. Were you covering the Patriots back in 01 when Brady was drafted or when he was drafted with the Patriots?
2000, I was an intern in PR. I was still in college.
And you're going to sit there and tell me that Bill Belichick would not have benched Drew Bledsoe had he not gotten hurt?
He would not have. It's a fact.
Okay. Based on
it's
what?
A fact.
Every single
he would not have benched Drew Bledsoe.
He was going to get fired before he benched Drew. He was going to get fired before he drenched Drew.
Danny, you don't know what you're talking about.
I can tell you one person who said it as a fact, Charlie Weiss.
Yep. Yep.
That's nothing but political correctness. Belichick.
No, the political correctness is honks like you telling me he was going to bench Drew Bledsoe, his $100 million quarterback.
That's right. Well, wait a minute.
It wouldn't happen.
Hold on a second.
With his 5-13 record.
He had a chance to get his job back after it was announced that by Will McDonough, and you can ask Will McDonough's son about his dad reporting on the fact that Belichick was going to bench him. If he was on the road, he was having a terrible year. He was nasty. Nasty quarterback. He had as many interceptions as he did completions.
Well, there's only two games,
and
he got hurt in the second.
He sucked. Okay. And you're going to sit there and tell me that Bill Belichick, the heartless bastard who traded Lawyer Malloy to Buffalo, would not have benched Drew Bledsoe if he didn't get hurt.
He would not have.
You are full of crap.
I'm just giving you the truth.
Good authority to the contrary.
Good authority. Give me the good authority.
You're right.
So better than Charlie Weiss, the offensive coordinator.
Don't give me Charlie Weiss.
Oh, he was the OC.
I know what was going on down there. Listen.
Okay, so give me the source. I gave you the source. Charlie Weiss said it wasn't going to happen. He didn't ever.
Still said that.
I didn't see that anywhere. When did he say that?
Oh, he did. Only Tommy knows. He thought he was coming back.
No, he said nobody knows anything.
Danny, he said nobody knows it.
Right.
You know what's amazing, Danny? Here's the thing, you know, and this goes back to this on, like, you don't listen. You hear what you want to hear.
It's
but
so
you
true.
Don't listen. You don't let, like, Charlie Weiss, I'm going to give, Charlie was part of that. He was inside. He was the freaking offensive coordinator. I'm going to give him sort of the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Yeah.
Drew Bledsoe was not going to be benched if he did not get hurt. He was not going to be.
Now, you also have to remember the relationship between Drew Bledsoe and Robert Kraft, who had just handed Drew Bledsoe a $100 million contract. So even if Bill went to Robert and said, I'm going to bench Drew, I don't know that that would have happened. I don't know that he would have had the rope to do that because everybody was watching a 5-11 team start 0-2, correct?
Yes.
So the coach, who was laughed out of Cleveland, and then Robert Kraft will tell you he got all these calls when he hired Belichick, right? Everybody telling him how such a bad move it was, including commissioners and other owners or whatever. You're 5-11. Now you're 0-2. you're still hearing those people. At some point, you're saying, maybe those people are right. Maybe I need to move on from this guy as a bad head coach.
Yep. And here's the thing.
I don't think it ever would have happened.
This is another reason why people here should be so indebted to Mo Lewis. Because I'm telling you, here's the thing. If Mo Lewis doesn't knock Bledsoe out and doesn't take him out, that you don't win the Super Bowl that year. I don't even know if you get the playoffs. And Bill's gone.
Right.
Bill's done.
He single-handedly, or single-shoulder, started Hall of Fame careers for Belichick and Brady, in my opinion. I don't think either of them ends up in the Hall of Fame without Mo Lewis's hit.
Isn't that amazing?
Right?
Because you bring in
a new coach.
Unbelievable.
Brady, the six-round pick backup might get cut. Who knows where he ends up? Now he's got an offense
change. He could end up in Arizona.
Right. Who knows?
I mean,
in all likelihood, his career as a rising star is over.
Yeah, he could end up in Arizona backing up Jake Plummer. I mean, you don't know. Nobody knows. Michael's up in Lynn. Hey, Michael, what's up?
How y'all doing?
Good.
Best caller on the station. Yeah, checking in
Saturday afternoon.
Here we go. Man, you know, Mr. Hart, you know for a fact that Belichick been asleep at the wheel for at least 3 years. He gave away Jimmy G. I don't even got to bring that up. He gave him away. Didn't get anything in return. His drafting is F. Look at the roster right now. And now all of a sudden, all I hear is do we trust people? All I'm hearing is rebuild. No. You don't get no pass. You don't get no pass. You rebuild on the fly when you had Tom Brady and you did just fine. You should be able to rebuild right now. You kicked them out of town to go what? 6-10? What's their schedule looking like? Their first six games. What's their record going to be after their first six games?
Well, we don't have the date. Like, we don't know which teams in the order.
It's not going to be a good. There's enough of good opponents on there that the record could be.
Michael, they are. By the way, Michael, did anyone ever tell you that your voice is like Gangstar?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like Gangstar.
Who's
you
Gangstar? I don't mean
to guru. He was one of the greatest rappers. Yeah. Come with that.
Tom, by the way.
Yeah.
I've got to get used to wearing the gray and red. Patriots, no more games, no more tickets. I got a Sunday ticket. I watch a condensed version of their game. I don't watch any live games of them anymore. They are done. They are out of here.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So that's what it is, because they don't deserve that. The team they're going to put out there, you're doing what's best for the team. The team is the worst team in your division, in the worst division in football. So that goes all on you. You have 800,000. You can't even purchase a pair of shoulder pads. You idiot. You can't do anything. We trust people. You know the ship is sinking, right? You have an option to get out and swim for safety, right? Okay. You guys have a good day.
All right, Michael. I love him.
And you know another thing too. Like, I go back to this. You need a tight end desperately. Eric Ebron, $1 million more than the Patriots are going to pay Jason McCourty. That doesn't make sense to me.
Could we just note that the two back-to-back callers, we just had Danny all in on Belichick.
Yeah.
And Michael all in on Brady.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right there is sports talk radio in Boston. It's the beauty of the beast.
Oh, it is. And Danny, we love you, but you literally want to hear what you... I have it on very good authority. Well,
okay, great.
Charlie Weiss is a pretty good, like, was Bill's right-hand man. Well, he's just being politically correct.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's how that's going. Oh, and I know right now Danny's listening, and he is frothing.
He's going to call Barrett and Fitzy later and bitch about us, no question.
Bob at Tewksbury. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, good afternoon. How you guys doing today?
Good, what's how up? Are you?
Good. You know, I was wondering, I'm not like trying to be a sore sport or anything, but what happens if this thing really goes from bad to worse and these athletes don't get to play again or don't get to play for an awfully long time?
Well, Bob, you know, one of the things I'm very off put by is the fact that the NBA players are getting paid during this whole thing going on right now. I think there's something that when the commissioner's not getting paid, and the deputy commissioner's not getting paid?
Well, they're taking 20% pay cuts, correct?
Okay, but like the players should not be getting paid their full salaries. I'm sorry. They shouldn't be.
That's the beauty of being a great athlete
and
with a union
contract.
And a guaranteed contract.
Right?
And guaranteed. All those things. But no, I think, Bob, I think it's an interesting question. I don't know if you're going down this road, but the team I think about is the Boston Bruins. The best team in hockey.
I know.
With a guy like Zdeno Chara. Any season is his last season, correct?
Oh, and Krejci, too.
And as they
Krejci's
age, this is a lost year, a lost opportunity. The season that it's sort of like the Expos. Remember when the Expos were going to win the World?
'94.
This could be the lost season for the Bruins, lost cup.
And by the way, I'm going to say this too for everybody out there in New England. I'm going to be the unsilent majority on this. I don't give a crap about any NHL bylaw. I am not celebrating a Stanley Cup due to some bylaw that says the team who has the most points, if there's no postseason, is the Stanley Cup champs. That is BS. That is weak. I don't celebrate that whatsoever.
Didn't it happen during the Spanish flu? Isn't that the comparison?
I don't know. That's like UCF's fake national title a few years ago. There's no way that is a real title until you win the Stanley Cup. Because as you know, Bob, as everybody knows, the regular season in hockey doesn't mean jack crap. Don't believe me? Ask the Tampa Bay Lightning last year when they got swept in the first round by Columbus. Do not celebrate. That is not a cup. There should be no duck boat parade or anything if there's no NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm sorry. Do not. I want to get that off my chest. That is BS. President's Cup trophies are not Stanley Cup trophies, okay? Just let's get that out and let everybody know that. That would be the cheapest title ever. Oh, my God. No. We cannot celebrate that in this town if there's no NHL postseason. I'm sorry. Nobody wins. Nobody wins.
Oh, I'm looking it up now. It was the 1919 Stanley Cup. It was the Montreal Canadiens against the Seattle Metropolitans. And it says on the cup, series not completed, because they were actually in the middle of the finals.
Spanish flu.
When the Spanish flu hit, a player died. It swept through both teams.
But at least they got to the finals, though.
Yeah, I think they had they played five games, maybe?
And Montreal was leading. They were winning. They were winning the series.
Okay, I'll take you right for it.
No, but I'm saying they got. See, that's fun.
But people died.
No, but that's different. I'm not celebrating a Stanley Cup without having the playoffs. That is BS. That is weak. That's so cheap.
So the Blues
not
get
in
to
New
keep
England
it again.
What?
They get to keep it for another year.
Yeah.
Or does it just go to the hall or whatever?
It's like the NCAA tournament. There's none. I'm gonna hope that the NHL is going to get this rectified, so we won't have to worry.
But we don't know what the world is. This is a cautionary tale can't just play through it, and you could have issues where fans and players and people die, and who knows where the world's going.
Yeah. Bill in Framingham's up next. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. I am so happy for Tom Brady. He is going to a team that has a top three in the National Football League wide receiver, Mike Evans, an up-and-coming superstar, Chris Godwin, O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate, Ronald Jones, and this quarterback brought that monstrosity of a New England offense to within one game of having a first-round bye.
Hold on. Not even a game. A defensive possession from stopping Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Dolphins from driving 75 yards down the field.
And he didn't really bring them to that. The defense brought them to that position.
He hit James White for the touchdown.
No, I'm talking about the season. He had the team on the precipice of a bye. Well, the defense really had the team.
The first eight games, maybe.
Yeah, those were called eight wins.
All right.
But not one single New England Patriot on offense could stop for that Tampa Bay offense right now. Maybe Edelman if he was 100% healthy.
By the way, Bill, I have to tell you, that's why I love Sports Talk Radio, because you know people bring up stuff that I didn't think of it. You're absolutely right. Who would start now?
Well, Edelman. Edelman would start in the slot for them. You'd probably, I don't know all their linemen, but I'm guessing these linemen would start.
Skill position players.
James White would be your passing back. Don't give me that
Ronald
look.
Yeah,
he's fine.
I mean, hey, Bill Belichick, the greatest coach ever, they say. We'll see how good of a coach he is this year with that collection of bums that he put together.
I love how we're bouncing back and forth.
I know. Hey, Bill, by the way, you're my favorite caller of the day. You can call back tomorrow between 9 and 1, please.
I was already begging.
Yeah, no. I just want to talk to you again on Sunday. We're going to find out how much of a genius Bill really is. We're going to find out, right? Peter in Jamaica Plains. What's up, Peter?
Hey, Mark. I really love having you on the radio. I think you're the only guy in the whole radio that pays any attention to college football at all.
We have a producer here who loves it too, but on the hosts, I would probably say, yeah. That's why I find it weird when certain people in this market, no names will be mentioned, when they start doing their, well, Well, like last year in particular, when they were talking about the Iowa tight ends or whatever, like, well, it's like you're taking what Mel Kiper, Todd McShay, or Daniel Jeremiah did, and you're making it and you're putting it in your own words, but you never watch those games. Like, you don't, that's the thing. Like, how can you sit there and be well, Patriots should take, did you watch? Like, I'll be the first to tell you, I watch college football. I've never watched a game that Jordan Love played. I've never watched Utah State, but at least I know what school, I have it. So I can't come on and say, well, you know, I've watched Jacob Eason. I've watched Jake Fromm. I've watched Burrow and Tua and Herbert. But I haven't watched Jordan Love. I'm just going by way. So, like, on that one, I'll admit, I've never watched any Utah State games. So when people come on and they do this, and it bothers me, there's one guy in particular who I will not mention.
Why?
It's like, dude, you don't watch college football.
Who?
No, I'm not mentioning him.
Oh, now suddenly you're no, Mr. Sensitive?
I'm not.
Mr.
Gonna,
professional?
No, because I like this guy. I won't do it. I like
Can I
him.
Jump in? Can I jump in?
Yeah.
I want to talk about Jared Stidham, okay? Most people think he's, for some reason, they think he's a joke, okay? Not you, but, you know, we're not going to do anything with Jared Stidham, okay? So I watched tape. I watched him at the combine. I listened to scouts, the draft analysts, and his teammates last year from practice said he was throwing an unbelievable ball. So, you know, in his senior year, he didn't have an offensive line, but in his junior year, he beat Alabama, he beat Georgia. He has,
well, he also lost to Georgia in the SEC title game though too. And
he beat him during the year, right?
Yeah, yeah,
right.
but he sucked in the Peach Bowl against UCF. They shouldn't have lost that game.
Well, I've heard a lot of people that are very high on this kid.
No, no, listen, hey. Listen, Peter, my thing, I want to see what he can do.
What we all need to do. Because no one has any idea.
Well, that's just what I'm saying. Like, nobody knows he's going to be a boom. Nobody really knows he's going to be a bust. We don't know. I want.
In all likelihood, he'll be somewhere in the middle.
I think Bill Belichick's going to get a rough go on this because I went through the schedule. It's a tough schedule. And with Brady in the lineup, I had him going 9-7. So if this kid goes 9-7, everyone's going to say, you know, Belichick can't do it.
I think they'll be hailing Bill.
What do you think if Brady's the quarterback next year, okay, instead of Stidham?
10 or 11. Right? 10 or 11 wins.
I would take the under.
I would take the under.
Okay, I would just 10 because he's Tom Brady, and he would – yes, they can get 10 wins with Tom Brady. He's that much of a factor.
And what do you think they'll get with Stidham?
6 or 7.
No, no, come on. No.
No,
are
I mean,
you serious?
No, I'm yeah, dead serious. I haven't ever.
Okay, so that means you're pretty down on Stidham.
No, that means he's a rookie who's never played before.
He
he's a first time starter. He is a rookie.
He's not a rookie.
You can tell me whatever.
Peter,
he threw four passes.
Yes, come on, Peter. He's a rookie. Listen, Patrick Mahomes actually started a game his true rookie year, but going into his second season, I still considered him a rookie.
Right.
This guy only threw four passes, man. Come on. Someone said this. I got to read this. Bledsoe almost died because of the Mo Lewis hit.
Yes.
Shouldn't be thanking for that. Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
He almost died because of that?
Yes. He was taken out in an ambulance because his cavity was filling with blood internally. He could have died. You didn't watch the...
I didn't see it. I did
that
not.
That recent document was very good.
I know,
and
I know.
Brother, I think it was his brother saying, like, we thought we lost him. And
no.
His wife saying, we thought we lost him.
Wow.
Like, we could have lost him. He was on the verge of death. But we're also talking about sports here. We're not talking about his life. We're talking about sports. We're talking about how his performance and his removal from the lineup and all that. It just is what it is.
Yeah, and I'll say this too. If he had never taken that hit, I don't think he would have been benched.
No, he would not have been.
I really don't. I think like Bill was going down with him as the starting quarterback. If he's going to go down, he's going to go down with a guy who's getting $100 million.
Right.
So
I mean, Bill had been to a Super Bowl with Drew as the assistant coach in 96.
Yep.
So he had a winning history with Parcells, with Bledsoe. And we all know what Drew became. He got beat up a lot. He got hit. He was a gunslinger. There was a lot to not like about Drew's game, but there were also good times. And Bill was part of some of those good times.
Sure.
And I also just don't know that he had the yoke to make that decision. They just signed him to a $100 million deal. Robert Kraft sees a coach who's 5-13 at this point and says, yeah, I'll let you do whatever you want with my franchise and run the guy who put me in a Super Bowl, who put me back on the map. I'm going to let you run him out of town. I don't know that that was ever going to happen.
Yeah. And we never know what's going to happen, but if Bledsoe stayed in and that season continued to go down the path it was going and they finished 6-10, Bill was done. Bill was done, and there was a new coach in here.
Yep.
Who knows? Who was the talk that they kept telling Robert Kraft, saying that he interviewed this guy and they were going to hire him, but they went with Bill instead?
Well, there was talk that they were going to hire Tom Donahoe.
Oh, no, I thought it was Dom Capers.
No, they brought in Dom Capers then, and then they brought him in later as the holdover in case Bill got suspended or anything there.
Okay.
But the big name at the time, I believe...
I thought it was Dom Capers.
...was Tom Donahoe.
Oh.
Ended up running the Bills. He was not a coach. He was a general
GM,
manager,
yeah.
team builder.
Yeah.
But yeah, there were a lot of questions.
Yeah. All right, we'll continue this and get your phone calls now. It's time for Trending.
Listen to Dale and Keith weekdays 10 to 2.
Oh, you got that time, Andy. He wasn't falling asleep at the wheel.
He's excited. It's almost over. He gets to leave soon.
All right. Roger Goodell has told all 32 NFL teams that the league plans to carry out the draft as scheduled at the end of April 23rd through the 25th. He's also warned teams that talking about the decision publicly could result in punishment from the league office. I know it's very authoritarian and dictator-like, but I got to tell you, I'm all in.
He's the sheriff. Remember when he first took the job and he was the sheriff? Everybody called him the Sheriff Goodell. Sheriff is back.
He hasn't done a 180. He's done about a 90 degree. Like, he's made a lot of good decisions this year. In a year that, with a lot of things, everything's gone wrong in this world. Coronavirus, Tom Brady leaving, Kobe
Bryant.
You're
anointing these good decisions. I mean... He's going to be in charge of a league that's adding a playoff team. Some people who like football certainly will say that's a good decision. We'll see in 3 years, 5 years, if really crappy football teams are making the playoffs, if you watered down your playoffs. He's going to add a 17th game. We'll see in a few years if a 17th and then maybe an 18th game, if there's more injuries, if you get to playoff games and there's quarterbacks missing because they got hurt in the extra games. We'll see if it all works out. But, yeah, right now I guess he's doing an okay job.
I mean, I love the extra team in the playoffs. You had three.
I don't.
Why?
I just really look forward to those, 7-9 teams making the playoffs.
No, but you get three.
The Patriots might make the playoffs at 7-9.
Three wild card games on Saturday, three wild card games on Sunday.
And
of course,
too much importance in the bye. Now you have a singular bye. That is the most valuable thing in all of sports right now.
How about this just came in? Carmelo Anthony... said that LeBron James saved his life. He ran into some trouble at sea years ago that could have turned deadly if LeBron didn't rescue him like he was, quote, MacGyver.
At sea?
At sea.
So they were on a boat?
They were on a boat.
And he pulled a MacGyver?
Pulled a MacGyver,
to keep the boat from sinking. Yeah. I need more on this story. Do you have more?
I
need more details.
Yeah, can you imagine? Wow. That's
he put bubble gum through a hole in the hull and you didn't sink and...
I mean, that's not a bad thing. Adrian Wojnarowski reported NBA owners and players are pushing for the season to be resumed. They are floating ideas such as playing games at one neutral site the way the Summer League does in Vegas. Don't go anywhere. Mark and Hart with your calls. And Fastest Five will come up before the end of the show. Oh, Rich Get Richer. Ohio State land the number one ranked running back in the class of 2021. What are you going to do?
We might have football by then.
Well, right, exactly. Mark and Hart.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now. Now back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
All right, coming up after us at 1 o'clock, Ryan Barrett will be with you 1 to 4 today, I believe. It's,
I think
four.
It's him and Fitzy.
Oh, him and Fitzy. Oh, okay, cool. Him and Fitzy, Barrett and Fitzy.
And then we're going to have some classic college basketball at 4 o'clock.
That's cool. That's cool. I don't mind hearing the old school college basketball games. I think there's going to be a lot of classic games coming up here on WEI.
And every other sports station ever,
yeah,
radio and TV.
Yeah. I think we're going to hear some classic Red Sox games coming up soon, too.
We're watching one right now on ESPN.
I know. Roger Clemens, the 20-strikeout game back in April 86. 617-779-7937. Jimmy Roslindale, you are the prince of patience.
If I had patients, I'd be a doctor, but they're doing great work in various places around the globe. We'll give them their props for that, because they have.
They certainly have. They certainly. How are you today, sir?
Mark, I'm okay. I know we talked earlier this week. I know that WrestleMania has been changed in so many different directions. I know your partner, Mark Hart. I don't know if there's any relation to Bret Hart. That's a different story.
I've actually said he's the nephew of Bret Hart, but I don't think he really is.
You never know.
They could be related. Hey, Jimmy.
Yes.
I read an article this week that the only person inside the WWE who wants to go through with WrestleMania in front of an empty, sterile audience, no one there at the Performance Center, is Vince McMahon. He's the only one who wants to do it.
Yeah, he turned 75 right around the time of those SummerSlam events that were supposed to come to TD Garden. There's a lot of things up in question.
I know.
There's a lot of craziness with a variety of different things. Tomorrow is the 33rd anniversary of WrestleMania 3 in Pontiac, and then the one in Boston from 1998, the same day.
And by the way, what was the 1998 one, the start of? The Stone Cold era.
Yes, it was.
That was the Stone Cold era.
I was there. It was 90 degrees on that Sunday afternoon. That was a hot day that day. I do remember it vividly.
Wow. I was there the following year in Philly when he wrestled The Rock.
Yep, the Philadelphia's a. I was down there last August for a Queen show with Adam Lambert last August. Great place, a lot of good movies, a lot of good stuff in that situation. But a lot of craziness with this virus thing. It speaks for itself. There's a lot of craziness in so many different directions. No question.
Well, be
about
safe,
that.
Jimmy, and thank you for calling. We appreciate that. Williams in the car.
You guys want to reminisce about any former wrestling events?
Hey, listen, right now, honestly, we're coming up with nothing on sport. At least wrestling's still going.
Kinda.
They are, but
kinda.
They're still doing it.
I'd rather watch the reruns.
Of course. William's up next. Hey, William.
Hey, bud.
What's going on?
Hey, Bill Belichick, I got to say, he is the coronavirus. The reason I say that is because you don't see this man coming at all. But I'm telling you, he has a plan. He's going to destroy people. And with this kid Stidham, he's going to be all right. He's not going to be 12-4 like he would be with Brady this year. But I think Stidham's going to get us 8-8, maybe 9-7.
Well, that's a successful season then.
In the preseason, that boy was throwing an amazing ball, man.
Yeah. Preseason?
So he was.
We're going on preseason?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it's underrated, but he wasn't playing with anybody.
Nope.
But come on, that kid looks like he has potential. Bill Belichick probably seen something in him that he's seen in Tom Brady as well, because Tom Brady wasn't the greatest-looking quarterback when he first started.
I don't know where he was going with the Bill Belichick being compared to the coronavirus.
Well, he was workshopping it. He's got a stand-up routine for later. Mm-hmm. Now, so we're going to say that Stidham's better than Brady, correct? Because if I look at the roster, the offense has gotten no better. If anything, it's just gotten a year older with his top target, Julian Edelman. And the defense has gotten significantly worse. Because Kyle Van Noy now plays in Miami.
Jamie Collins
plays
Detroit.
In Detroit. And those two guys were key factors in the
Huge.
Whole boogeyman-led defense. So you're saying that Stidham is better. Because otherwise you're going to stink. Because you're taking a team that was questionable last year and has regressed.
I think they won 12 games last year.
Yeah.
I think they 6 or 7. And so it's going to be a 6 or 5 less wins.
The only thing I will say is if you use the barometer of the draft, Brady was a 6th-round pick, Stidham's a 4th-round pick, so he's better than Brady, right? Is that how that works?
Not quite.
I don't think that's how
not
that works.
Not quite, no. James is up in Norwich. Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing there, Mark?
Good. What's going on, man?
Okay, now I just want to explain something here. Now, I just got off the phone with my source, and And I'll tell you who my source is after I tell you what he told me.
Hopefully now, better than Danny's.
Oh, no. Danny's correct. Now, let me explain. Of course, I'm joking before you hang up on me.
No, we won't ever hang up on anybody. Except.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was going to be funny and say, I was told by my source that, yes, he was going to bench Bledsoe. I heard it from Belichick's dog walker's cousin. But anyways, so after that, what do you think with Cam Newton? Do you think there's a chance they're going to bring him in just for probably 1 year?
Nope. I don't, but you never know. James, I just think it goes against everything that Bill Belichick's about, even though Bill Belichick has sung Cam's praises and Cam Newton came in here and I believe was the first person, well, actually, like when the Chiefs came in here and beat the Patriots, that game was controversial, but Cam Newton was the last quarterback to come into Foxborough and beat the Patriots here in 2017. But no, I don't see it happening, but it would be so interesting if it did. From a sports talk radio standpoint, James, oh, I'm rooting for it. I want Cam here.
How about from a winning standpoint?
I mean, he won't be worse than Stidham. He's an MVP winner.
Yeah, but what are you investing? Right. At least Stidham, you're investing in the future.
Yeah.
Well,
if
I would rather have him than Hoyer.
Jesus. I'd rather have Tony Eason Tony right now than Hoyer.
that's a good point, yes.
Not all Jacob. Right, Jacob definitely, but like Hoyer. Come on. I mean, I don't even know. Hoyer to me is just that he's that assistant coach who's sort of, you know, like, hey, Bill's like, yeah, you can come here and, you know, vie for the starting job.
He's break glass in case of emergency. If the wheels are falling off
and we
can't even line up. I said this the other day. If you're getting like back-to-back delay of games and you can't even get out there with 11 guys and line up, Hoyer will get you out there with 11 guys and line up. It won't go well. You'll punt three plays later and you'll lose the game and all that. But
he's the donut when you get a flat tire.
Yes. You don't want to drive far on it. You don't want to drive fast.
No.
It's not going to be a good ride.
No.
There's nothing good about it. People are going to point at you and laugh as they drive by. But you're right. That's a good comparison.
He's a donut. Call him the donut. So we came up with that.
That donut has made $27 million in his career. I looked it up the other day.
Has he really?
It'll go over 28 and change. He'll be right up near $30 million.
I'll tell you.
Good for him.
Hey, being a backup, and then he was a star in Cleveland at one point. He had a winning record. It pays well.
Yeah.
If you can stick around longer. Hey, Dan Orlovsky, 12 years as a backup, he did okay in the financial part.
Good gig if
and,
you can get it.
And listen, that pension coming up later too, that's not bad. And listen, I watched parts three and four this week of OJ Made in America, which I've already seen. But you realize they can't touch that pension. That is untouchable. Even if you murder someone.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Fastest Five. See, I remember the name of it. Next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're right back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI. It's time for the Fastest Five. That's right, we'll try to recap today's show in just 5 minutes. It's the Fastest Five with Mark and Hart, right here on WEEI.
Mackin' Hot, fastest 4 hours in radio.
Mark with a C, James, Andy Hart, Eamon Convey, producing behind the glass.
Loves everybody, but every once in a while, there'll be like a delivery driver or some And you're like, I don't trust you because he loves everyone, and whatever he senses in you, get the hell off my property.
Bob, on the water, what do you miss the most?
Nice.
Gentlemen, how's it going today?
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm out here fishing.
Good for
I'm
you.
Keeping my social distance. Everybody, ooh, I thought I just had a fish on. But anyway.
Would you consider bringing in someone like Cam Newton?
Hell no.
Nice Vince McMahon.
No chance in hell.
If Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Trevor Fields will take the combination
sure.
of the two.
Yeah, no.
I knew there was going to be some teams that would and some teams that wouldn't, and that would create a competitive imbalance.
You were nice wrong. Job by you're Andy wrong. To couch it.
Yeah, yeah, wrong.
Shut your pie hole.
Eamon, he just wanted things wrong.
You're a producer. Stop talking on air.
Oh, Eamon, feel free to chime in anytime you want.
Anytime I disagree with Andy.
Yes.
Chris in Uxbridge on Mark and Hart. What's up, Chris?
Love the show. Bizarre. We have Trump as president. Betts is gone. Brady's in Tampa. What the hell? I might have to move. I don't know.
Get him out. Being a masshole and being from New England and being from real sports fans who know their sports. They defended this guy after he didn't dive on the ground for the freaking ball in the damn
easy.
Super Bowl.
Easy.
In the yeah, Super Bowl, right. Chris, they still defended this guy on that play, which possibly cost them winning their only Super Bowl in franchise history. That's how stupid and myopic they are. You could say whatever you want. It's a rebuild. Yeah. It's a rebuild. You could say reset, reboot, whatever. It's rebuild. And you know it when I know. Or rebuild. Get it?
Oh, I see what you did
like
there.
That, right?
Just shut the up.
And Rick in Plymouth. What's up, Rick?
How you doing? You guys are asking if it's Belichick or Brady?
Yeah.
I am all about the team. It has always been about the team. I am Bill all the way. Tom Brady is overrated.
Oh.
Tom Brady is overrated. Mediocre quarterback who got put in the greatest system known to man. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Hey, Rick, can I tell you something right now? You sound like the dumbest caller that we've had in EI in a year.
Thank you.
Tom versus team. 617-779-7937. Now it's time for trending.
Now it's time for trending. Going to trend.
Eamon, falling asleep at the wheel there, huh, Andy? Like what's going
okay,
on?
I'm always ready to fill a little dead air.
Yeah.
Voice guy. Well, trending now on WEEI.
We need the music, though.
Well, look, if we're keeping score here, you guys are doing one thing, and I'm doing like 50,000.
Oh, hey, we got the Mickey Loomis of radio producers over
right.
here. They mentioned Glenn.
Glenn, he's been here 40 years. Yep. Let's talk about Glenn. He needs more publicity. Glenn.
Michael's up in Lynn. Hey, Michael, what's up?
How y'all doing?
Good.
Best caller on the station. Yeah, checking in
Saturday afternoon.
Here we go. I got to get used to wearing the gray and red. Patriots, no more games, no more tickets. I don't watch any live games of them anymore. They are done. They are out of here.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So you're doing what's best for the team. The team is the worst team in your division, in the worst division in football. You have 800,000. You can't even purchase a pair of shoulder pads. You idiots. You idiot. You can't do anything.
I mean, hey.
The Bill, we trust people. You know the ship is sinking, right?
Bill in Framingham's up next. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. I am so happy for Tom Brady. Bill Belichick, the greatest coach ever, they say. We'll see how good of a coach he is this year with that collection of bums that he put together.
I love how we're bouncing back and forth.
I know. Hey, Bill, by the way, you're my favorite caller of the day. All right, we'll continue this and get your phone calls. Now it's time for trending. Oh, he got it that time, Andy. He wasn't falling asleep at the wheel.
He's excited. It's almost over. He gets to leave soon.
That's correct.
I never heard that Bill thing of him telling Derek Mason.
I think that's where it's from.
Okay.
He definitely told Derek Mason to do something with an F word involved.
Whoa.
I think that may be it.
Joe Rogan, who has, he was the person who invented pretty much podcasts as we know it. Like, he's had he makes a ton of money off his podcast. He does very well. He's one of the only people that actually makes money through his podcast, along with Bill Simmons and some other people who do it. You see this video that's been like this Imagine video?
No.
Okay. On trending. Well, Joe Rogan, actually, he rips the Imagine video.
Oh, is that where all the the celebrities? Celebrities have not come off well in this coronavirus situation. Ones like, oh, they're not wearing makeup. Great. Or the stay home. Yeah, it's easy for you to stay home. You got tennis courts and basketball courts and gyms
and
freaking chefs and join the real world.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why
jack wagons.
I didn't want NBA players getting paid through this while there's no league going on right now. I thought that they should not. I don't think NHL players should be paid going through this. But it's guaranteed contracts. It is what it is. But there's no games. You're getting paid. I mean, it's just, it's wrong on so many levels. Thanks to Eamon. Great job. Except for falling asleep at the wheel at one time. You're pretty good.
Trending now. Trending now.
Trending now. Barrett and Fitzy coming up next.
Trending in a little bit.
Fitzy, I was talking to him about. Have you checked out Tiger King?
No, I'm going to start. Because I was told I can't watch it with my kids.
No, you can't.
The kids are around a lot these days.
No, no, no. That is, no, you cannot watch it with your kids. Let me tell you something. That bleep crazy.
That's good. It's entertaining.
It is entertaining. It is. Eamon, did you finish the whole thing? Oh, you got it? You got the Rogan clip? Oh, here we go.
Did you see that Imagine song that all those knuckleheads got together and sang? Yeah. Imagine There's No Heaven. This is not the time when everyone's Grammy's dying to sing Imagine There's No Heaven.
And there's this sense of, you feel like they feel like they did something significant there.
She's
like,
so happy. She's Gal Gadot, she's got this beautiful smile on her face and so happy to sing that.
Thank you.
Just like she's seducing you.
I lost my job at the meatpacking plant, but Gal Gadot sang Imagine.
And it's a terrible version. You guys suck at singing.
Yeah. Imagine going and f***ing yourself.
Gilbert, well was done. That part of it in there?
Yeah, Gilbert Gottfried also did it.
Gottfried, that's great. All right, Barrett Fitzy coming up next. Have a great Saturday. I will be back tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. all by myself. Have a great Saturday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.